Hey everyone, I'm Andrew.
And I'm Suzanne.
And you are listening to Q-Lips. Suzanne, what's up? How are you?
I'm good, Andrew. How are you?
I'm doing good as well. And I gotta say, I'm super excited for this episode.
Really?
Yeah, well, I'm a music geek, and I love playing music, I love listening to music, and today we're going to talk about your band's first gig, and I can't wait to hear all about it.
Yeah, well, thank you for saying that. That's very kind. It was a really great time. It was a super gig, yeah.
A super gig. Last year, Suzanne, you and I recorded an episode where we talked about our bands. That was Chatterbox episode number 174. So if you guys haven't heard that episode and you want to know the backstory about Suzanne's band, I recommend that you check that episode out. But at that point, Sue, your band had never played a show before.
No, we hadn't played out yet. And I think in that episode, the name of our band was The Slush Devils.
The Slush Devils, I remember that.
But we changed the name. We changed it to Small Foreign Faction because we're all foreigners. We're not from Canada originally.
I like it. Small Foreign Faction. Okay, well, let's get to the story of your first gig with Small Foreign Faction right after this message.
The best way to study with Q-Lips is by becoming a Q-Lips member. When you become a Q-Lips member, you will get full transcripts, detailed vocabulary explanations, and quizzes for each episode. Visit Q-Lips.com. That's Q-U-L-I-P-S.com to sign up and become a member.
Okay, Sue, so tell me all about it. First of all, where was the gig? What venue did you play in Montreal?
It's a great venue. I think you might have played there before, too, a few times. It's called Casa del Popolo. It's Italian, I think.
Yeah.
And they have a really nice space. Where you play is on a stage, and the room is a good size with a private bar for the room, and the ceiling is really neat. It's kind of like an old-fashioned tin roof ceiling, kind of vintage.
Yeah, it's a really cool room. It has a nice atmosphere. You're right. I have played there with my band a few times as well. It's a intimate setting. The room holds maybe, I'd guess, 100 people?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. And so the venue, Casa del Popolo, is divided into two sections.
Yes.
On one side, there's a restaurant and bar. And on the other side is the concert venue. One thing I always liked about playing at Casa del Popolo is going to the restaurant before the gig because they serve these amazing burritos.
I didn't try it. I have to try it next time.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
One of the perks about being a musician when you play venues with food service is that you often get free food. And so I think I got a free burrito there. So you missed out.
Man, I missed out.
Next time.
Next time. Yeah. So for Christmas, I got a brand new microphone, mm-hmm. performance microphone, and a mic stand and an XLR cable. So an XLR cable goes into your microphone and it connects to the soundboard, or like the, I think it's called a preamp.
Yeah, a preamp to amplify the microphone.
Exactly.
To make it louder.
Yeah, so I was all set with my equipment and very excited to use it. And I warmed up my voice. I had a good vocal warm-up. And I was very excited to sing. And the sound guy, Steve.
Classic sound guy name.
Totally. And he's this older man with kind of hippie glasses and long white hair. Mm-hmm. And I introduced myself and I spoke in French.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, it's Montreal. So I said, yes. Bonsoir, je m'appelle Suzanne. And he said, mm-hmm. I'm Steve. And I said, oh, okay, great. I speak English too.
And takes the pressure off.
Yeah. He was a man of very few words. But he did an excellent job on sound. We sounded awesome. And that's
perfect.
Really important, because it doesn't matter if you have great equipment or if you practiced a lot or you're a good musician. If the sound is not mixed well in the room, it can be hard to hear yourself. It could be hard to hear the singer. It can really mess you up. So he was an excellent asset to our performance. And when we were finished, Steve, the man of a few words, came up to me and shook my hand and said, really great job. And I was like, wow, thanks, Steve. And he's like, no, really. It's not easy to keep up that energy that long, and like, you sounded great. And I was like, wow. So coming from Steve, who doesn't talk a lot, that was a big compliment, I think. I felt like it was a big deal.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, if you can impress the sound man, then you know you're doing something right.
That's true.
They're there night in, night out, listening to bands play, and they become desensitized to music. So if you impress the sound man, then that's saying something.
Right? It's true. Yeah, we had a packed house, so it was a full house.
Nice.
It was so cool to look out and see all of these shiny, smiling, rocking faces. Like, everybody's jumping and rocking out to the music, and they were just so joyful. It was, I should have taken a picture, you know?
Next gig. Okay, I have a question.
Sure.
So you're the singer of the band, right?
Yeah.
As far as I know, you don't play an instrument while you sing.
I did play the tambourine in two songs.
Okay, because this leads me into my next question. What kind of stage moves do you have? Are you dancing? Are you bopping around?
Oh, yeah.
When you're the lead singer, there's pressure to
perform.
Yeah. So what do you do on stage while you're singing?
Andrew, you should know me by now. I don't have any trouble performing on stage. No, that it's true. I feel very comfortable being in front of people. I know some people are really introverts. I am not one of those people. And I'm a definite extrovert. And I get a lot of energy off of the audience and being in front of people and entertaining. And I totally did some headbanging. I was jumping around. I was making gestures. And I was like getting on my knees. And I danced around and made jokes. And, well, I think they were jokes. I don't know if everyone laughed. But yeah, I was really getting down. I have some video too, actually, of
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if you want to share it with us, I think we'd all enjoy watching it.
Okay. Well, maybe I can. Maybe I can get that for you guys. That'd be fun.
I agree with you. I don't play in a band now, but I have for many, many years in the past. And I always played guitar while I was on stage. And so I couldn't move around as much. But the goofier I was on stage, the more fun it was. So I'd always try and do crazy things while playing the guitar. If I was doing a solo, I'd like to get down on my knees and do the solo. Or if, I don't know, I'd stand on the drum set or do something wild to add a little extra entertainment value.
Yeah.
And I felt like it helped me with any stage fright. I don't get super nervous when I play music, actually. I don't know why, but I feel comfortable on the stage playing music. But it's almost like the more extreme you go, the more comfortable you feel.
Exactly.
Strange feeling.
I feel the same way. It's true. It's true. Because I think it also gives other people permission to get into it too. When you're in a TV show or on a stage, the more uncomfortable you are as the actor or the performer, the more uncomfortable the audience will feel. If you're watching someone on stage feeling awkward, it makes you uncomfortable. But if you just do something crazy and get loose and relaxed, maybe have a beer.
It can help.
It can help. I actually didn't drink before I sang. I actually had some coffee instead of alcohol.
Amp you up.
Yeah. But I think that that's the tip, especially also if you're doing a presentation in front of your class, just to do something that's kind of goofy or really shows your personality right away. And it gives the audience a sense that they can relax and feel comfortable too.
We have the expression to break the ice.
Yeah, breaks the ice.
It breaks the ice. It makes everybody feel comfortable right from the start.
Yeah.
Okay, back to the gig, Sue. So, did you have an opening band? Did you play with another band who supported you? Or was it just your band on the bill?
So it was just us, and we did two sets. We played at about 9 o'clock and then about 10:20 because we wanted to start earlier, but Hydro-Québec was doing, which is our electricity company.
The electricity company, yeah.
They were doing some electrical work, and they said that we needed to close the electricity for 30 minutes. We just all stood around chatting for 30 minutes before we went on. It was really funny. I mean, with the audience.
Right.
But it was like this awkward, like, seriously? We need electricity for this.
Well, at least the show wasn't canceled.
Right. No, it wasn't.
Actually, it happened recently to my friends. Their band was getting ready to start a show. They set up all their gear. They sound checked. And then a thunderstorm came through. Some lightning struck down a power pole. And the power went out. And the gig was canceled.
That sucks. They couldn't do it an acoustic set.
No, because I think it's against the law to have the business open, the venue, to be open to customers when there's no electricity. It's a safety hazard.
Well, that's unfortunate. Yeah.
Quickly, just before we go here, I want to know about the songs you played. Yeah. I know that last time we talked about your band, you said that you were learning some cover songs and just starting to work on original material as well.
Yes.
So at the gig, was it a mix of covers and originals?
No, we did all covers in this performance, but the next one we're hoping to have our original stuff.
Right on.
So this time it was all covers, and we really tried hard to do things in our own way, though. So it wasn't just singing a song that everyone knows. We really messed with it and kind of switched it up and tried to have an original take on a well-known song.
Put your own spin onto the song.
Yes.
And so out of all the songs that you did, was there one that really brought the house down, that really made the audience go wild?
Yeah. So our last song of our last set, we did a really cool cover of Come Together by the Beatles.
Nice.
But we did it really rock and really blues. Like, it was a really cool version of that song. And it brought the house down so much that they kept asking for an encore.
Yeah.
So we actually weren't prepared for that. We played part of an original song that we have already. And then we went into the first song of the first set because we thought, well, maybe some of those people are gone and didn't see that song. But it was a cool segue from our original stuff into that rockin' song. And that song was called Everybody Get Up by the Bell Rays.
Okay, Everybody Get Up by the Bell Rays. I'm not familiar with it, but I'll have to check it out.
It's cool. It's a fun song. It's fun.
Well, I'm glad to hear that your show was so successful. That's awesome news.
We're going to play another one in about a month and a half.
Awesome. So if you're in Montreal, get in contact with Suzanne. You can find out the details of her gig and go rock out.
I'll guarantee a fun night.
That's all the time we have for today. As always, I want to thank everybody for listening. And if you guys have any questions for us or comments or even a suggestion for an episode topic, we would really enjoy hearing from you. And you can get in touch with us through our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Culips Podcast. Or you can email me directly at andrew@culips.com.
And if you enjoy listening to Culips, please go to iTunes and give us a 5-star rating. We would really appreciate it. And it helps other people find Culips.
Yes, we would really, really appreciate it if you did that, guys. It would mean a lot to us. Okay, Suzanne, that's it for now. Take care, everybody. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.